Hey, so brothers and so sisters, Steve Jewell here with you, a.k.a. Mushmouth Shouting Jewell from the band Otis, and you're listening to Grassroots Approach to the Music Industry. Let me ask you guys something. Are you a new up-and-coming artist or band and you're constantly feeling defeated with getting your career started in the music industry? Do you feel like you keep hitting roadblocks, dead ends, and continuously putting hours and hours of hard work in only to see a little progress? Hey, I've been there. I'm still going through it every single day. Woo! Lord have mercy, it's hot out there, man! And for anyone that's an entrepreneur or a business owner in any line of business, no matter how successful they are, if they say they don't experience some kind of growing pain every day in their business, well, they're lying. Our band has got to experience some pretty amazing things so far in our career, from touring all over the world, establishing relationships and becoming friends with some of the biggest names in the music industry, while still having a desire and love to create and play music, and most importantly, I get to do it with my three brothers and best friends. Hey, I'll be the first to tell you that I do not know everything, as well as any of this information is the correct way of doing things in the music industry. This show is strictly based off of our band's experiences that has helped us continuously climb up the ladder, break down barriers in the music industry, and has helped me personally with my role in our band with overseeing a lot of the business side of things that goes on in our band. And as our band continues to grow, I want to share it with the world to give our fans a chance to see all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and I really, really hope this information can help other up-and-coming artists and bands as well. I also will be bringing on some of my friends on this show that are established in the music industry to pick their brains as well. Hey, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you enjoy this show, please like, subscribe, share with your friends, and feel more than free to check out our band Otis at theotisband.com to see what we're up to. And if you guys have any kind of questions at all, please email me at grassrootsmusicapproach@gmail.com. Now let's get started! Today's episode is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Slide Company. These slides are designed to be lighter, faster, and more intuitive on the hand and offer a wider tonal palette so you can get more with less. Doc and the gang at Rocky Mountain Slides have been creating these slides for over 15 years now, and they love to bring artists, customers, and retailers together with their own unique family of tone tools. They have been creating slides that enable the player to expand his or her tonal palette, color, sustain, and present, making it more a personal journey, a more custom slide, and enabling them to better express the tones in their heads and hearts. Go check out Doc and the gang at RockyMountainSlides.com. They make some fine slides, handmade. They have finger slides, tone bars, signature slides, guitar accessories, guitar picks, and more. Hop over right now and get you a slide today at RockyMountainSlides.com and tell them that Otis sent you. What's up, gang? Steve Jewell here with you from the band Otis. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this week's episode. Coming to you live from the road this week. We just played in Knoxville, Tennessee last night at Scruffy City Hall with Backup Planet. It was a great show. Big thanks to everybody that came out. We had a lot of fun. Dang, man. Woo! We have been busy, slamming, constantly on tour. It literally feels like we've been around the world. Oh, wait, because we have. Dang, man, we started our tour kickoff this year in February, and it just hasn't slowed down since. We had a couple U.S. dates in February, and then around the end of February, we head up to, we went up to New York for a couple of days, and had some press and some stuff to take care of there, and played a show in Connecticut. And then we flew out of New York City the 1st of March and embarked on our amazing European tour that lasted for about 2 or 3 weeks. We had such a great time. Kicked things off at the Boston Music Room in London, England. That was a very special show. It was our first show of the run, on our European tour, and to our surprise, our good friends in Blackstone Cherry were over there as well doing press for their new album that just came out a couple of days ago called Family Tree. And they surprised us, and they came to the show and got on stage and jammed with us, and we just had a big fun time, Kentucky Rock and Roll Jam, and over in London, England. You know, I don't know if ever that much Metcalfe County or Kentucky has ever been in London, England in one setting, but we had an amazing time. And we did, I'm trying to think, 6 or 7 different countries while we were over there, I believe. Of course, you know, started things off in London, England, and then we went to France. You know, before we hopped on the ferry to, I think the ferry ride over to France, seen the cliffs of Dover's. Oh, it was amazing. And had a great ferry ride over. Got to finally eat some fish and chips, and that was quite a treat. And went to France after that, like I said. Belgium. Where did we go to next? I'm trying to think. Amsterdam. A couple dates in Germany. And we finished things out with a few shows in Austria. And we had such an amazing time. It, God, you know, such a dream come true. People over there in Europe, man, they love music. They honestly still love music. And it's such an amazing experience to go over there and play for, you know, in a completely different market and completely different audience than what we're used to. You know, people over in Europe, every show that we played, they hung on to every lick, every guitar lick, every vocal line, everything that we did. You know, they hung on from the beginning of the show all the way to the end, and we had such an amazing time, and we can't wait to go back and play for everybody again. So yeah, you know, trying to, we didn't have much to kind of digest what just happened when we were over in Europe, because we immediately had to rush home and start our U.S. tour that we're currently on. And Otis, man, I'll go ahead and tell you, we're always on tour, and we never hardly get a break at all. We're always playing, we're always on the road, we're always having fun, we're always somewhere. Just look for us, go to theotisband.com, I guarantee we're always playing somewhere, constantly on tour. And we love it that way. We love to get out and play and stay busy. But yeah, we came home, started our U.S. tour, had some dates around the East Coast, and then we embarked on our West Coast tour that went all the way to Los Angeles and back. Had an amazing time doing that. But things are going great in the band. Again, you know, we're staying busy, still getting lots of amount of press constantly coming in every week. Gosh, we've had a lot of great reviews. Thank you, everybody, that's been so kind and so supportive of our new album that's out, Eyes of the Sun. It's out on Cleopatra Records. And if you haven't had a chance to get a copy of that, make sure you do so. And spread the word. Tell your friends if you like it. Buy them a copy or send them the link so they can buy a copy too. We want to hook everybody up, man. But yeah, you know, it's been an amazing time. Again, we just played in Knoxville last night. Gosh, we got so much stuff rolling in. I can't keep everything straight. I'm not sure where we're at next, but we're somewhere. So, yeah, you know, things are going great with the album. We're having a lot of fun out on the road. Still, you know, writing, you know, in between shows, getting together and writing stuff in the new album. So we're very excited about that. And we're extremely excited because here in a couple of days we're starting our tour with our good buddies in Blackstone Cherry. So we got some dates coming up with them. We're going, gosh, all over with them, covering all kinds of territory. Some dates in Michigan and Illinois, and I think we got a date in Kentucky. You guys will have to go check that out. Check out their new album, too. They've got a fantastic new album out called Family Tree out on Mascot Records. Really great stuff. Seems like things are really going great for them with this new album, so you guys go check that out. But yeah, man, we're staying busy, constantly on the road, constantly writing, having fun, cutting up, telling jokes, eating at new restaurants, trying to explore different places to go and buy records and new buffets and, you know, just all the great stuff that comes along with touring. You know, we're all about it. We love going and finding antique shops and buying records, anything that we can find. Always looking for some kind of obscure record that we can get turned on to and expand our musical journey. Always looking for good food to eat. Gosh, we love to eat. And music and food, man, there's just something about that. It seems like it goes hand in hand. So things have been great. Okay, some tips I want to discuss with you guys this week is two important things. And the first one is social media marketing. Okay, it's very, very crucial that you get engaged with social media marketing. Okay, and there's three easy platforms that you guys can use that you have to be on. You have to be on Facebook, you have to be on Instagram, and you have to be on Twitter. There's a lot of other great options too. You know, if you're just starting out and, you know, you're just getting your solo act together, just put a band together, and you're looking for the three easy platforms to get set up on, to start getting your name out there, I highly recommend, obviously, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I mean, it's 2018, you know, it's 2018, everybody's pretty much on those platforms, right? So, there's a lot of other great things out there, too, that's very beneficial for artists. A lot of people, you know, a lot of artists, a lot of bands are having a lot of great success with Snapchat and various other things. So just get out there, look up and research some of your favorite bands, some of your favorite artists, celebrities, what have you, and see what all platforms that they're on. You know, the more social media sites that you can be on to help spread your name out there and spread your music, the better. Okay, now, here's the thing, doing correct social media marketing. Obviously, there's things on Facebook, Instagram, and I believe Twitter as well, where you can pay ads to, you know, get your post out there and get your content more out there. Those things are great, and they are effective. You just have to be very, very careful, and don't get too crazy with it, sinking gobs and gobs of money in it. You know, if you're just starting out, You gotta be smart, obviously, with your money. And 9 times out of 10, more than likely, you're going to be balling on a budget, right? So, here's the thing. Say you got a show coming up, and you know, if you're just starting out again, you know, don't expect to, obviously, you know, get a show booked headlining, you know, in big clubs or venues and whatnot. So, you know, a lot of times what's going to happen is venues, they're going to ask you, you know, what's your draw? How many people will show up to see you? Okay? And if you basically are trying to break into a new market, or if you're playing somewhere where you're very well established in, it doesn't matter. you want to try to get the news out there that you've got a show, or you just dropped a new single, or new album, new EP, whatever it is. You know, if you're needing a little extra push to get the word out there, you got to make sure that you do correct social media marketing, okay? Facebook boost post, a little bit iffy about that. You may want to do some research about that. But what I've found that seems to be most effective is running ads. Again, you can do this and it can be effective and it won't break the bank. You know, if you just want to maybe starting out, run one ad a week, and you maybe want to use $10 or $20. And what you'll do is when you go in and you create an ad for, you know, if it's an upcoming show or upcoming tour schedule, a new music video, fill in the blank, whatever you want to get out there more, you can run an ad on Facebook. And you can select a budget that you want to run, maybe just $10 or $20, somewhere in there, just starting out. That's very doable. Again, if you're just starting out, obviously, you know, you're balling on a budget. You don't have a lot of marketing dollars to work with. And what you can do, it's very important that if you decide to go that route and run an ad, that you go in, you take the time to fully read everything and all the options and all the offers that it gives you with running that ad, because you can have it target that ad to a specific group of people, which is very, very important. you know, let's say that you're a country artist. If you're a country artist or a country band, you want to make sure that your content is getting pushed out to people that are interested in, obviously, your genre, country music, you know. So, obviously, it probably wouldn't, you know, maybe go over too well if you're trying to push country music in a different type of genre, say, like, you know, rap or reggae or what have you. But, basically, what you want to do is if you decide to run an ad for an upcoming show or music video or what have you, go in, select all the interest and all the fine print that it's got in there that'll help you better push your ad and your content to the selected audience that you're trying to reach. You can have this ad be pushed out to people based upon their behaviors, like if they go to bars, concerts, music festivals. You can have it push this ad on Facebook based upon people's interest in different genres of music, like country or classic rock or blues or rap and hip-hop, pop, whatever it may be. Go in there, check that stuff out. That way that basically you're not just throwing money in the wind. You know, if you're going to spend money on marketing, you know, especially on like Facebook and run an ad, you got to make sure that you have those interests selected correctly. That way, it's going to be more beneficial, and you're going to see better results. It's got a lot of great stuff in there that'll help you get that, push that ad out. Also, you know, if you're doing like any kind of video or anything like that, you want to make sure that you have correct tags in there, that and keywords. That way, when people are looking for new country bands, new rock bands, new blues artists, etc., those keywords like that will be added into whatever that you're trying to market and you're trying to push, and it'll help get you more exposure and help get more people recognizing your social media pages, your website, your video, your show, whatever you're trying to push and promote. Again, Facebook ads can be very effective. If you're starting out, don't get too crazy and think that's the key and think that you've got to drop loads and loads of money on that. What you want to do is, this has kind of been the key for me that seems very effective. You kind of want to spread things out around, you know. Think of it like an investment. If you have $100 and you're wanting to invest $100 and to grow that money to start returning a profit, you know, you kind of want to spread things out a little bit instead of just kind of investing in one thing exclusively. So where we're at now, you know, we've climbed up the ladder enough, and we've been blessed to where we have a team behind us of publicists, record label that we're signed to, Cleopatra Records, our management, booking agencies, all that stuff. We've got a team behind us. So, you know, we may spend a little bit of money on a Facebook ad or an Instagram post or Twitter or what have you. But at the same time, as you move up the ladder and you become more established, you can get to a position to where we're at and a lot of other bands are at, where you have a publicist that's getting your content reviewed and submitted into different magazines or online blog sites. And that stuff is still very, very, very effective. And also, social media is a big thing, too. You know, everything that you can do, the more the merrier. But, you know, I understand that if you're just starting out and you don't have a team behind you, such as a record label or a manager and publicist and all that, social media is a great, great place to start. And like I said, there's a lot of great platforms out there that you can start on. Obviously, the first three I recommend, obviously, is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. There's a lot of great stuff out there as well. Like I said, a lot of people are having great success with Snapchat. Make sure that, you know, if you've got shows coming up and they're rolling in, make sure you've got them set up on Bands in Town, Songkick, Eventbrite. There's all kinds of great stuff out like that that'll help you push your shows out there. And, you know, before you get too crazy on, you know, trying to drop maybe money into Facebook on ads or blah, 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 make sure you do some homework. Do some research. You know, again, it's 2018. Everybody knows how to work a search engine. So get on Google, get on Bing, get on something. Search, you know, marketing tips, you know, how to do correct marketing strategies on social media sites. That'll help you a whole lot. And again, it's very, very important that you don't get too crazy and sink a bunch of money into it. You know, set goals for yourself and, you know, try to budget correctly and plan ahead correctly. So all of this will start tying together and be very effective. Again, you know, a good goal to start out is if you want to maybe run one ad a month for an upcoming show or your new tour schedule you just launched or whatever it may be. One ad a month, $20. Run it for 4 days, run it for a week. And make sure that you go in and you set the ad up correctly. That way, you know, let's say if you're a band like us, you're a blues rock band, make sure that you got the correct tags and the correct keywords in there and all the correct placements. That way, it'll get it pushed out more to a more targeted audience for whatever genre that you're in, instead of just putting it out there and throwing money in the wind. Okay? So make sure that you do that. Check that stuff out. That's very, very important. The second thing is fan engagement. Okay, so here's the thing. I see this often. Say that, you know, you've got a Facebook page set up. You've got an Instagram account set up, Twitter account, all the nine yards. You're starting to get followers on your Facebook. People that follow you on Instagram and Twitter, the whole nine yards, they're liking your content, they're liking your posts, they're commenting on your stuff. And one of the big things that I see that I think that really hurts bands and artists is they're not engaging back with their fans. You know, just because you post, you know, your website link or a new show announcement or whatever, you'll get people that'll start commenting on it, saying how they're so excited and, you know, to come to the show, and they're tagging their friends. Hey, check out so-and-so is coming to this area. Hey, you want to go? It's on this date, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's very important that you comment back. It's simple as that. Engage with your fans. You know, don't have like some rock star mentality that, you know, you got to get a bunch of follows and get a bunch of likes on your social media accounts, and you all you got to do is just post, you know, business stuff all the time and never engage with them. You know, think about it if you were in their shoes. Pick anybody that you're a fan of. Let's say, I don't know, Steven Tyler or Eric Clapton. Let's say that, you know, you follow their Twitter account, and all of a sudden you get a notification that they followed you back, and they send you a message, and they say, hey, thank you so-and-so for following my account, for liking our band. We hope to see you soon. Would that not be cool? Would that not make your day? I know it would make my day. So just because that you may be up and coming and you may be a new artist or band starting out, don't think that there's not people that value you and your music and your work and really like you and really appreciate your music and what you're doing. And just, you know, it may be a handful of people, but still, everybody's got to start somewhere, and it just makes them feel good. So if you see people that, you know, if you have fans that are starting to comment on your post, comment back. Ask them how their day's doing. You know, like their comments. And this is a very important thing, too, on your social media pages. Obviously, you know, you've got to promote shows. You got to promote your new record, your new single, blah, blah, blah. But what I really recommend doing and what I think that's been very effective for us is doing a 50-50 split. 50% of the content that you post and promote is business-related, you know, shows, new merch, up-and-coming tour schedule, new album, blah, blah, blah. And the other 50% of things that you post, make sure that, you know, it's engaging with fans, just like the other day. And, you know, if you do it correctly, you can kind of tie things together, and it'll be very beneficial. Just like the other day, a while back, we've got a picture of Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, that he's a picture of him holding our album and saying, you know, there's a quote saying how much he loved our album, and a quote that he gave us on the album. And what I did is I posted that on our Facebook page with a quote, you know, talking about how cool it was. And also I asked, you know, what's your guys' favorite ZZ Top songs or favorite ZZ Top albums? Let us know. And what that did is that opened up the door to get a bunch of traffic coming in that day on our social media accounts, and it made our, you know, our fans that follow us feel special. And I did this on our Twitter account, I did this on our Facebook and Instagram, and people would comment back, that's so cool that, you know, Billy likes you guys. I really love the Fandango album. I really love the song Tush. I really love the Eliminator album, whatever it may be. And they start commenting, and it starts showing up in people's news feed that they're liking your post. They're commenting on your post. And if it's a topic that, you know, their friends may like, they may see that and comment back on it too. And then before you know it, you got more traffic coming into your social media pages. You're getting more likes on your Facebook. And most importantly, you're making your fans feel special, like they're a part of something. And, you know, what we did, we'd comment back like, great, we love the Fandango album too. Do you have it on vinyl? Do you have it on CD? Let us know. And, you know, just interacting with your fans like that, it's such an amazing thing and a very important thing to do, because again, it makes them feel special, makes them feel that, like, you know, they're a part of something. And let's face it, without fans, you know, where would we be? They're the ones that support us and keep us motivated and keep us going. So, you know, make sure that, you know, you're cautious too whenever you're posting stuff on social media. I mean, think about it, think about it from this angle. Say that, you know, you're a fan of someone's social media page and you follow their page or whatever. Think of it like a salesman, so to speak, or a telemarketer. You know, would you constantly like, you know, being pitched to all the time? You know, somebody trying to sell you something all the time? No, that crap kind of gets old, man. But obviously, you know, you gotta make a living. You gotta start somewhere. You're trying to establish your brand. You're trying to get your name out there. You're trying to raise awareness, you know, about your career. But you can do it effectively with a couple key elements that you got to do. Like I just mentioned earlier. You can post shows, you can advertise the new album, or blah, 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 but make sure that you do it in a way that, you know, you're engaging with fans, and you're making them feel special, and you're making them feel like they're a part of something, because that's very, very important, you know. For example, you know, if, let's say you got an upcoming show coming up, post and advertise the show, and say, hey, we got a show at so-and-so at this venue, in this state, in this city, blah, 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 whatever normal spiel that, you know, you put out there when you're announcing a new show. Where do you hope to see us at this year? You know, make sure that you leave a question at the end. Do that for an example. And what that does is that sets up the opportunity to get your fan base engaging with you. And when they say, oh, I'd love to see you in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I hope you guys come to Tucson, oh, I'd love to see you guys in Chicago or Miami or wherever it may be, say, you know, that opens the door where you can engage with them back. Oh, great, you know, we're working on that. Or that gives you an opportunity to ask them, okay, great, we'd love to come. Tell us some of your favorite venues, some of your favorite bars or favorite places that, in, you know, in your area that you love to go see live music at. And they will tell you. It's been very effective. They'll comment and tag different venues and bars and what have you. And what that does, that gives you an opportunity to hit those places up to try to book yourself and get shows. So it's very effective. You just got to get out there and you got to grind and you got to do it. Okay? All right, gang. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, make sure that you like, subscribe, share this with your friends. I hope you guys enjoy this. Stay tuned next week. I possibly may have a very special guest that I'll have on the show for next week. And again, you know, if you want to keep up and see what's going on with us in the Otis world, go to theotisband.com. We've got a lot of great things in the works. Concert dates are constantly being announced and added every week, so make sure you guys check us out on there, see if we're coming to a town near you, and if we're not, hey, let us know. We want to come see you guys. We want to come play for you, okay? You guys keep your head up, keep working hard, keep at it, man. Always remember that you can do this, because if other people can do it, you can do it too. Be smart, keep your head up, keep working hard. Go practice, go write some great songs, and we'll see you guys next week. This episode's shout out of the week goes to my friend Craig Garber with Everyone Loves Guitar. Craig sits down and talks with some of the biggest and most interesting professional guitar players out today and finds out what makes them tick. If you enjoy listening to the backstory of successful people, then you will love his show. Go check him out today at www.everyonelovesguitar.com.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.